your ears are always burning. But, yeah, but like I said, I mean, it's not that I'm a Motorola geek or Motorola this or Motorola that. It's just, this is the only radio I've pretty much worked with since 1992 on a commercial scale. And when I bought these XPRs for racing purposes, I bought the one, and I found out that this guy's got a whole fleet of them because he found out in the sheriff's department that he works in, APRs and APXs don't talk to each other because they're two different systems. So that's why they dumped all the XPRs, and that's why I got them for the price I got them. But the fact of the matter is this, it's just, I've been around Motorola my entire life except for a couple of old standards and an RCA there for a while, but it's what I know and it's what I understand. Yes, I'm still trying to understand the programming of it because I used to program the analogs and working with racing radios to help them out. I mean, I'm still learning and scratching my head on some things and future investments and radios and things like that. And so far my XPRs are working, but just fine. But it's just, you know, you got people like Jack and, you know, and some of these guys that got, you know, 13, 14 radios sitting in front of them, and they're not all the same brand. Sure, they're Bofangs, but they got those little subtle nuances that are enough to drive you up a wall, and I can't deal with that. That's why I like to stick with one brand, one radio, certain brand of frequencies, and that's it.